The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they receive their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except your Father who is hidden. Your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. I think we should see the season of Lent as a gift that our Heavenly Father gives to us every year. And I'll say something that might surprise you, that I really believe that we should see the season of Lent as a season of joy. And I'll tell you why. I think most of us see it as a season in which we have to be gloomy, depressed, sad. That's wrong. That's wrong. I think the reason behind it is why we receive ashes and the gospel today. After Mass, the four priests will be imposing ashes upon your forehead. We can say one of two phrases which come from the Bible. And one is taken from Genesis chapter 3, 19b, if you want to be exact. 19b means it's a long, long sentence, compound sentence, not a simple sentence, okay? And what we say is, remember that you are dust and you shall return to dust. That calls to mind the fact that one day we're going to die. And as St. Catherine of Siena says, the two most important moments of our life are now and at the hour of our death. We only have now the sacrament of the present moment. But the moment we die will determine for all eternity our destiny. Either we're going to go to heaven or hell. There's no other possibility. There's no other possibility. Okay, the other phrase that we can say is taken from Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Mark chapter 1, verse 15 is the first time we hear Jesus preaching in his public life. He's just starting his public ministry, and these are the words we hear from him. Repent and believe in the good news. Or be converted and believe in the good news. So we can say one of those two phrases as we place the ashes on your head. As I said, one refers to our mortality. One day we're going to die. Friday, I'll be doing a funeral of a boy who died at 19 years old. We can never tell. My grandmother died when she was 104. She lived in 3 centuries. We can never tell. We can never tell. But we have to be prepared, as Jesus says, because it will come like a thief in the night. Vigilance, preparation. Now, what are we being converted from? We're being converted from one thing. It is sin. That's the word. We're being converted from sin. My motto for myself, at least this Lent, is this. It's Luke chapter 10. I'm going to try, and pray for me, and you can follow me if you like this idea. I want to try to love God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength, then to love my neighbor as myself. That's going to be my motto for Lent. I don't know if you like that or not. I hope you do. To love God with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul, and all of my strength. If you like to see it done graphically. Love God with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Now, so that's the exact opposite of sin. See, there's a marked contrast there. A marked contrast there. Sin is saying no to the love of God. That's what we're going to try to do. No to sin. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. How are we going to do that? Jesus gives us the program, as you just heard. Matthew chapter 6, that is the very heart of the Sermon on the Mount. So how are we going to be converted? Jesus gives us 3 practices. And Father Al Hall gave us a very, very interesting way of seeing it, a three-dimensional way of living out Lent. We go up, we go in, and we go out. I love it. We go up, we go in, we go out. Can you say that? We go up, we go in, we go out. Once again, we go up, we go in, we go out. Up is what? Pray. We got to pray. None of us are going to be converted if we don't pray. Forget it. Got to pray. Pray more and more fervently. Up, in, hey, we got to practice penance. We got to say no to ourselves. And out, what does that mean? If we love God and we're denying ourselves, then we have to love our neighbor. St. Thomas Aquinas says, love is willing the good of the other. What is the greatest good that we can will for another? Their salvation. If you really love another person, you really love another person, we've got parents here, your greatest love should be to pray that your children will go to heaven. Amen? That's the greatest love. The greatest love. So, let me end with this. I give you one way that you can live out going up, going in, and going out. Okay, go up. Prayer. By far, the greatest prayer on earth is the Mass, what we're celebrating right now. So if it's possible, come to Mass every day, these 40 days. No better prayer. that were the only proposal you made for this Lent and you did it well, then this would be a great Lent. But some people who are here with me, they already do it anyway, okay? You already do it anyway. So find something else. Maybe try to participate in Mass better, to prepare yourself better. Come early. Participate more fully. Make a better Thanksgiving. Upgrade your reception of the Eucharist. So prayer. Okay then, fasting or penance? Are you listening? Okay, fasting or penance? Give up one thing. Give up sin. Okay? Amen? Give up sin. That's the best fasting we can do. What is the sin that you're most inclined to give in to it? Give it up. Ask the sinless one. Here's Mary. We're in the year of Our Lady fast. Ask the sinless one to give you the grace. Give up sin. Okay, sin is what causes sadness. You know it. When you commit a sin, you're sad. You're gloomy. You're depressed. You're angry inside. Try to give it up. And that can be given up best. Make a good confession. Give that sin up. And ask the Lord through that confession to give you strength to fight against sin. As we prayed in the opening prayer, battle against our enemies. We can be our worst enemy. And lastly, almsgiving. Now most of you are thinking, well, almsgiving, probably that guy that's on the 605 off-ramp when I get off the freeway. Okay. I've given something to that guy. I know him pretty well. I'll give him some food or some candy bar, whatever I have. But the best almsgiving is this. Charity begins at home. Try to love the people that live in your family. Okay, so children, you have children here? No fighting for 40 days. Starting today, no fighting. Husbands and wives, no quarreling for 40 days. Amen or oh me. I think that deserves an amen, huh? So try to be kind. Try to be merciful. Try to be compassionate. Try to serve. Charity begins at home. So my friends, if we can go up, in, and out, this will be our most fruitful Lent. We'll be able to die to self and rise with the risen Christ on Easter. Amen.